Hello and welcome to Strangecast episode 70.
Do we dream for a reason?
That is a good question. I think it's one of those that we've been wanting to know since the dawn of time. So let's see if we can answer it, because we're philosophers and stuff. Okay. How's your week been, apart from cold?
It's not even been that cold yesterday.
It has, a bit. It's been frosty.
Yeah, but not as cold as, was it last week when we had minus six?
Oh yeah, maybe so.
It's not like that. It's just wet.
A lot of that.
This week is a lot of rain and stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
But otherwise, it's been all right. Mm-hmm. Nothing significant. Nothing.
Apart from the vet.
Oh, yeah. Spent all my money at the vet for the cat who's having some issues. But yeah, she's all right. She's, well, actually both of the animals are currently curled up on the sofa in pretty much the exact same position.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Very I think productive. It's their sofa.
Yeah, very productive co-hosts. But yeah.
Cat host. She's been a cool cat.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, she's all right. She's on the mend.
Nice.
What about your week?
I've had a good week. I was working with a singer over Zoom. And the singer adamantly hated Zoom before I said, look, instead of coming across town in this cold and wet and windy weather, try it for one session. And if you really do hate it, you can come here. Turns out she doesn't hate it. She just hated being on camera. And she forgot I couldn't see her. Okay. So we have worked hard, very hard, on a new track, which is not yet quite finished. But we've had two sessions in the last week and it's been good. I've enjoyed it a lot. And I felt productive.
Even though you did get hangry.
Oh boy, I did get hangry.
You did get hangry.
Because it was like 2:30 before I ate lunch and I hadn't had eaten since breakfast. I don't think I even had a snack yesterday, so I was in a right old mood.
We know where Alice gets it from.
I get it from her, actually.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. It comes up the chain, not down.
You were being hangry long before she was around.
You think?
Yes, I know.
Oh, dear. She does know all my secrets.
Mm-hmm.
All right, fine. Yeah. So then, in that case, if I can just keep my hangriness away from you, what was the quiz?
The quiz question...
Yes.
...was the speed of a computer mouse is measured in what units?
Oh, this was hilarious, by the way, because Jake didn't know it. I didn't know it.
Nope.
Completely unknown.
The two computer geeks of our household did not know this. And nobody guessed or nobody commented. So I'm assuming people didn't know. But
I don't think so.
The answer is Mickey's.
Measured in Mickey's.
Yeah.
I think you're taking the... To be honest.
Do you think it's got anything to do with the fact that it's called a mouse? So it's Mickey.
Yeah, that's why they did it. But I still don't
believe it. Well, I don't know. I wasn't sure if it was just a coincidence and it was like...
No, I don't think so. I think someone was having a laugh.
What's the word? When it's short for something.
Acronym.
Yeah, if it was like an acronym for something cool and...
I mean, it could be, but I honestly...
It probably isn't, to be fair. It's probably just because it's Mickey Mouse, but...
Someone was taking the Mickey out of us.
Yeah.
Good and proper.
Yeah.
Fine then.
This one is a multiple choice.
That should be easier.
In 2022, what was the most profitable company in the world?
Ooh.
Was it Apple, Microsoft, Nestle, or Amazon? So you can never think about that.
Multiple choice. All right. So before we get into the topic... Did we get any comments? Because we just talked about comments and things. So
did we
get any last week?
So if you remember, we talked about knowing when we were done having babies.
Yes.
And Tara commented on YouTube saying that they do kind of regret not having another one every once in a while.
Yeah.
We made it very clear that we do not.
No, indeed.
Feel like that. And then we also said about what we, what you could call a group of babies.
Oh, yeah.
And Marie said a babble of babies.
That was cute.
That is really cute. I like a babble of babies.
We didn't think of that.
No.
Good one. I think yours wins.
Yeah. What was mine?
No, Marie's wins.
Oh, Marie's wins. Yes, yes, yes. I agree. Yeah.
All right.
Babble of babies.
So what is a dream and what does it signify? I want to know that. Do you know that? I don't know that.
Well, I don't think you can ever say what it signifies because it's one of those things that I don't think anybody really knows. You can kind of, there are different theories, aren't there?
Yeah.
We both have had a lot of dreams recently.
Yeah, you know what? I know for myself, it depends on the bedding that's on the bed.
Which is really strange. I dream.
Because, for the last two nights, I've been tracking my sleep since I got my new Apple Watch. And for the last two nights, since you changed the bed, I haven't had a contiguous hour in the last two nights. Before that, when we had the more soft one.
You just don't sleep well in this bedding.
Yeah.
Which is really odd because there's nothing significantly different.
I get, according to the phone, I got 6 hours or something, which is usual for me. But dream a lot more with this bedding.
You need to look at the wake-ups.
Yeah, but I wish it would tell me without me having to count them. I will look, though.
You should. Or just show it to me and I can
look at it. But it's fascinating that it's, for me anyway, it's about the bedding as to whether I'm going to dream or not.
Well, realistically, it's because you're not having a deep sleep.
Nope.
So you're not in that deep, you know, you're more in the
REM.
Yeah. So your brain is much more active and, you know, it just depends on whether you remember them or not. I have a friend who says that she never dreams and it is just because she goes to sleep and then wakes up in the morning. Like, that's it.
How do you do that?
Bang, goes to sleep, wakes up. There's no, like, nothing.
I do not know the last time I slept through the night. And I'm talking years, decades. I don't know the last time I ever did.
No.
Maybe I never have. Haven't. I do not know.
No, I've never. I think maybe when I was a teenager, maybe. But
even then, I remember waking up at least once as a teen.
Maybe, yeah.
Because I'd always, I don't know about always, but I'll almost nearly have something on. So I'd wake up and something would be playing or I'd hear the fan or something. And I would remember that in the morning. So I knew I did.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the dreams that you've had recently that you've been more aware of.
Yeah.
Do you think there's any like continuity between them or are they all completely separate? Do you think there's like a common theme or anything that links them?
No, I don't tend to have continuous or kind of cross-remembered dreams, if that makes sense. They always do their own thing. Like the last one that I told you about, that I posted about, was we were in some kind of weird regime thing. Do you remember?
Yeah.
I said that we couldn't be together.
Yeah.
I guess it was like a white, black, or maybe blind. Not blind. I don't actually know what the thing was. I just know that we couldn't.
So if you try and think to that day, the day before, had you read something or listened to something that you think could have contributed to that?
I don't believe so, but then I don't remember. I wish I had thought to think about that at the time. I didn't.
Yeah. Because there is the theory that your dreams are
influenced by what you had seen, read, heard before.
Yeah, you're processing what's happened in that day and your emotions and your subconscious thoughts. So there could be things that are being pulled into your dreams that you haven't even really realized. They talk about your dreams acting as a way for your brain to consolidate your memories.
Yes.
And I guess if you think of how many seconds there are in a day, how many thoughts are you having that you are not remembering you've had?
Thousands.
Exactly.
Definitely thousands.
So you might have had a fleeting memory, thought, idea that you then forget about, but maybe your brain is then processing that later, I guess.
That would not surprise me. Yeah. What about you then? How does this relate to you?
Well, they also talk about like your dreams, the potential for resolving conflicts, exploring future possibilities, reflecting on, you know, hidden desires. You never know. Anxieties, okay. Unresolved issues, you know, there's all that kind of thing. My dreams are very strange in that the majority of them play out like a film. I find a lot of the dreams that I have feel very lengthy and feel like they have a plot to them. There is a beginning, a middle, and an end. And like, it doesn't just, you know how sometimes you have dreams and they just feel kind of a bit, like a bit wishy-washy. Like,
yes.
You try and piece it together and you're like, and I do still have those dreams where one minute I'm here and then I'm there and it's just chops and changes and it's just wild. And you just think that clearly is memories or images that are flashing through. Like I can see that, I can make sense of that. But then I also have these other ones, like I said, where there is this plot going through. Like the most recent one I've had like that was being on a cruise ship and there was a whole plot of all sorts of things that happened on there. But then it was leading through this attack of samurai warriors and me being on the run with somebody. I can't quite remember who that was. But yeah, there was this whole plot, this whole sequence, one after the other, and it followed through. And although parts, you know, things that maybe happened didn't make total sense, it still had this whole process, you know?
Like, air of continuity about it.
Exactly.
Wasn't that weird, though?
All my dreams are weird. I think dreams are generally weird.
That's a point, yeah. How often do you have like a mundane dream, like you're sat watching a TV program or doing the washing up or something? There's always some odd aspect to it.
Very odd aspect.
So is it like nature's way of giving you entertainment before TVs kicked in? Because obviously dreams have been around for years. I mean, they didn't just get invented last night,
mm-hmm.
right? So when you think back, pre-media,
yeah,
people were having dreams. What were they dreaming about back then? Running through the forest after a kill? I don't know.
Yeah. Survival.
Yeah. Why not?
So I was doing some reading about what your dreams can reveal. And it's things like emotional processing. So helping you process, you know, whatever is going on in your waking life. And sort of personal growth.
Mm-hmm.
Helping you figure out what's going on and ways that maybe you can manage that. I'm not sure that that ever comes out in my dreams.
As weird as yours are? No.
As weird as mine are.
I don't think so.
But then there are also other things that can impact your dreams. So the quality of your sleep, like we've talked about, you're more likely to dream and remember those dreams.
Yes.
When you're sleeping poorly, which I know I don't sleep very well. So that probably has, but also medications. And
yeah, that does play a part.
Yeah. And I know that a medication that I take does affect your dreams. Like that is a potential side effect. So I'm pretty sure that that sort of impacts me. But also things like pregnancy and illness and stuff also impact how you're dreaming. They say that dreams that you have where you're being chased or attacked are often ones that are linked to anxiety.
What about a dream when your train just stops and you have to get off a station or two early?
Well, are you feeling anxious about that? Like in the dream, were you worried about it?
A bit.
Yeah. So I wonder if there was something that you were worried about that day, or that's a situation that you do worry about because you don't know what's going to happen.
It stuck with me, this dream. I've told you about this one before.
Yeah.
But
I think that sounds like an anxiety dream.
It could be. Like, it doesn't actually bother me day to day.
No.
And even when I'm on that train home, I just think, what would happen if? And I would be fine. I know I would be fine because there's a cab. I would call a cab. But it's just funny because This was, I don't know, last year, maybe a year before, but I remember having a very specific dream coming home, and it was late as well. I think this was the last train home. Yeah, I remember that now. So in the dream, it was the last train of the night, and, you know, you get on and you stay on until you'll stop. But the train stopped either one or two stops before our stop, and there was an announcement come through the carriage. I was the last person in the train behind the driver. So there was no one in the carriage but me. And I said, yeah, we can't go all the way. There's an issue on the line, or the train's broke down, whichever it was, I don't remember. So they're stopping here. So I had to get out. And I don't remember what happens after I had to get out. And I told Jake this a few times. And he's like, well, if that ever happened, you could call me.
Yeah.
Because he's Jake. Which I thought was nice. But now, anytime I think it's actually Maidavale where this thing happens.
Yeah.
So it's not even too far from home or anything.
No, it's one step away.
Yeah. What happens now then? How do I get... But I could find a way. But it's just so funny that it stuck with me. So anytime I'm on that train now, I think of that.
I guess that's what dreams do, isn't it?
They do. They make you think.
You know those ones. Apparently, have you ever had a dream where you're falling or drowning?
No, flying though. But not falling or drowning.
So those two are meant to signify feeling helpless or overwhelmed. Or fearing failure in a major life event.
Right.
So it could be a job or relationship or something. There's always that sort of classic naked in public dream that a lot of people have.
Do you have that? I never have that.
Not necessarily in public. I think I've had dreams where I've maybe been getting undressed or something and then suddenly there's people or... But not like, yeah, there's always that thing in films, isn't there, when they stand up in front of the class and suddenly they're naked and everyone's laughing at them.
Yes, yeah.
But apparently that's about feelings of shame, exposure, or being unprepared for something, which maybe makes sense as to why people connect that with school. You know, you're unprepared for something at school and suddenly you're dreaming.
No, I could see that one.
About, you know, being naked. Apparently losing your valuables in a dream is linked to a sense of losing control, opportunity, or spiritual resources.
Weird.
Having car trouble is feeling a lack of control over your life's direction. Failing a test or being unprepared is anxiety about being judged or tested in your waking life. Dreaming about an old school or home is about returning to old habits or thought patterns.
I do dream a lot about boarding school. And I think because I was there for so much of my formative years, it was 8 years of my life.
Yeah, it's a big part of your childhood.
And I was in single digits when I left home for the first time.
Yeah. Right?
When you leave home at 9, that's a really big deal.
Yeah.
And I know people that left home earlier than I did, you know, 4 and 5 years old to go to other schools, not that one.
Yeah.
That's frightening.
This one's strange. So this is about dreams with spiritual warnings. Apparently eating or swallowing strange things is about spiritual pollution or negative deposits.
Interesting.
Being bitten by animals is about a spiritual attack or monitoring. And losing your keys is a loss of access, opportunity, or spiritual focus.
I'm trying to think if I ever lost my keys in a dream. I don't think I have.
No, I don't think I lose my keys in my dream.
It's interesting how people have decided these are the things. I wonder how they came up with them.
Well, I think a lot of it makes sense to me through like the therapy side.
Yeah.
You know, if you're having therapy and you're talking through, you can perhaps talk about the dreams that you've had and then you explore what is going on in your life and what you're feeling and maybe ways to connect.
I would love to hear people's dreams if you felt like sharing in the comments. And some people maybe even keep a dream diary. Some people write them down so that you don't forget.
Yeah, you said about me doing that the other day and I think
I think you really should. They make great stories.
Maybe.
Dreamcast.
Dreamcast.
Actually, that's a Sega property. You can't have that.
Yeah. I will give it a go. I don't remember what my dream was last night. I just know that I woke up really upset.
You did the couple nights ago.
What, wake up upset?
Yeah, and you came to tell me.
Yeah, but sometimes there are dreams, you know, when you have to physically wake yourself up. So you kind of, you wake up and then you sort of are out of the dream, but you close your eyes and you're straight back into it.
No. This really happens never to have me, this
that?
One.
Oh, see, I have that a lot where I sort of wake up and...
But this is what you were saying earlier about continuous dreams.
Yeah.
I don't have those.
I wouldn't say I have continuous, you know, from one day to the other necessarily.
But the same night.
But the same night, I can go back into not choosing to. And it's usually only negative dreams.
What I'd love to do is to learn how to do lucid dreaming. I've always been fascinated by that.
Yes. I think it's really hard.
Yeah.
Really
but
hard.
But to be able to control would be so cool.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it would.
Do you know, I remember one dream I had was like in a swimming pool and there was like a water slide, but you had to get access to it by going through a combination locked door, right? Mm. So I was told the combination at the start and I went up it a few times and then I went swimming and did something else. And I came back and I'd forgotten the combination, but someone in my dream had remembered it and it was the right one because I remember it feeling right. So it's like two parts of your brain can have different conversations. So part of you can forget, but the other part can remember.
And I thought yeah, because it's really not strange. You that's forgotten, it's dream you.
Yeah, but that's still your own head.
But it's not. It's dream you.
And your brain is like multitasking.
When I dream about you, I don't dream necessarily... Well, I don't dream that you're blind, but I also don't dream that you can see, either or. You're just you.
Anthropomorphic.
Yeah. Like, I've never... Actually, no, I have had one dream where you couldn't see, but the majority of the time if you feature in my dream you're just
there,
kind of there. If we're going somewhere, we're going somewhere. There's never like I'm never guiding you or you've never got your cane or anything like that.
That's interesting.
You just
isn't it?
But then it's also not like, oh, you can see. It just is. Yeah, which that's I remember saying to you before and you being like, oh, that's really strange.
Your brain just doesn't care about that.
Yeah, that's what I think it is. I think it's just, it's not something that's...
It doesn't define us.
Yeah.
Which is really cool.
It just kind of, oh, it's just you.
I'll take it.
You know.
Well, fair enough. I definitely think that dreams are one of the most strange topics in our lives as humans. And animals obviously dream because dogs bark in their bloody sleep all the time.
Oh, Penny is hilarious. She sounds like a little chicken. Doesn't she?
One of those squeaky ones that you stand on or whatever. Yeah. Yes.
That's how she dreams.
She does.
She does. It's really funny. And sometimes she gets really, really loud.
Yep. She animates.
Yeah. It is funny. Whereas my parents' dog, when he dreams, he just whines under his breath.
Funny.
Yeah. And they get all twitchy. Like even the cat, when she dreams, you see her whiskers and everything's all twitching. I would love to know what they dream about.
Tudor.
I feel like with Penny, it's chasing squirrels or foxes or...
The bull, obviously.
Yeah, I just don't think she would bark like that. I think the barking is definitely, I'm coming for you. And yes, that would definitely be the foxies.
Do you dream? And do you remember the dreams?
Also, actually, one thing that we haven't said is about being angry with your partner after a dream.
Oh, the whole reason this topic came up in the first place. Forgot about that.
Yeah. Do you, if your partner does something to upset you or, you know, does something wrong in a dream, do you get angry with them?
And carry it forward.
Yeah, which sounds ridiculous when you say it like that, but you know, when you've had a dream, sometimes some dreams feel so real
and vivid.
You feel the deep emotion. Like I have woken up with absolute, like true conviction, sadness. Yeah. Like there's been heartbreak in my dreams, whatever it might be. And I wake up and I can feel it in my chest.
Yes.
And it's really hard to shake that feeling off, even though you know there is no reality to it at all. It's so hard to shake that off.
I had a lot of that after Mum died.
Yeah.
Of course.
Of course. But it's connected to your reality because you're feeling like that during the day as well. So I think that kind of goes hand in hand. You know, you're waking up and you're feeling that pain. But when you have those dreams and you wake up and you can say, none of that happened, but
no.
Your body has like a physical response to it.
Definitely.
And it can be really hard to shake that off.
And we didn't really even talk about like nightmares. Nightmares themselves
no,
are an
but
entirely
I feel like
different
we did an
category.
Episode a long time ago.
Childhood terrors.
Beginning.
We did talk about childhood terrors.
Yeah, that's... Did we? Yeah. We talked about nightmares then, didn't we?
I don't know.
I think.
I actually don't remember. We've done so many now.
I feel like we've talked about nightmares, but maybe...
I mean, look, we're only 30 from 100.
Yeah. Yeah, listen, guys, we're going to start repeating ourselves soon, I think, because we'll forget what we've spoken about and we'll have a great idea and put it out there and everyone will say, we've heard all these stories before.
Well, you just hear them in a new way.
That is true. That is true. Right. But yeah, so going back to the point, do you ever wake up and feel annoyed at me? Something I've done in your dream?
I can't remember. Maybe, but I can't remember at the moment. But the reason this whole topic came about is because of another Friday Night Dinner episode.
Yeah.
Jackie is upset with Martin, the dad, for a dream that he had.
And you want to tell the dream?
You tell the dream.
In the dream, he is in a bath of milk with Princess Diana.
As you do.
Yeah. And she's really mad and really upset about it.
Genuinely as well. Like...
Yeah.
It was all a bit OTT.
It was pretty mental. Yeah.
Would you get upset with me if I told you that?
No, I would actually think it was hilarious. Like, I would think it was really funny if you told me you were... Yeah, it might be different if you woke up and told me that you'd had a deeply meaningful dream about another woman.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe somebody that...
You know.
We know. But when it comes to, like, a celebrity or, you know... a member of the royal family or...
Oh my gosh.
Something like that. Then that's completely different. But, you know, if you told me you had a bath in milk...
Did that? Was it Boadicea, I think?
I don't know.
I think the Egyptian queen used to bath in milk or something.
Good.
I know. Could people be. Are weird.
I don't know. but yeah.
You can tell me all your dirty celeb dreams and maybe you find out their Instagram passwords at the same time.
I don't have dirty celeb dreams.
If you did.
Although I did have that dream about Greg Davis coming on to me or being sexually inappropriate.
Oh my God.
Which is a shame because I actually think he's really funny and I really like him. And I was talking to my aunt about this the other day after we were watching Taskmaster and I said that. But I was like, but I've got over that and I like him again. So it's all fine.
Okay.
But yeah.
Greg Davies, of all people. Fair enough.
Yeah, I know.
Your brain does what it does.
The brain does what it does.
All right, fine. Well, if you dream tonight, let us know. Go on then, give us our strange news.
So this story is courtesy of you.
It's bizarre.
And this is about a beloved walrus penis that was stolen from a... bar and restaurant in New Jersey, I believe. Actually, I think it was in South Jersey.
Yeah.
I think they said. So the place is called Donkey's Place in Camden, South Jersey.
Not Camden, England. That's a different one.
Apparently they are known for the best cheesesteak. So
I've never
had an American
cheese
steak. But the bar had this had kept the walrus baculum,
that's the word,
which is the bone of a penis of many animals, behind the bar for as long as they can remember. Which was, you know, a popular conversation piece, and people would come in and talk about it. I think it sat alongside a megalodon's tooth and some other artifacts. So, you know, they had like a little collection going.
How cool.
And over the new year, I believe, a customer came in and asked to have a look at it close up, which they allowed people to do. And the bartender handed it to him. She then went to go and do something quickly behind the bar, came back, and the guy had gone and stolen it.
You need an air tag in that baculum right there.
I know.
You need to attach an air tag to it.
So they have put out a plea on a TikTok video asking if the thief would return it. Saying, please, we don't want to file a police report or anything. We just want the thing back. But yeah.
That, very... I hope you weren't drinking upon reading that one.
Yeah.
Please return the penis. Thank you. This is not a something you say every day.
No.
Well, there you are. I hope you enjoyed this episode. We hope you enjoyed this episode. I mean, have you ever had a dream about Strungecast? Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah, I'd love to hear that.
Yeah. But at least you know when you hear this music, it's time for us to leave you. So thank you for listening, as always. And leave your comments where you leave comments. That would be nice. Anyway, until next week.
Bye.